It's slightly stained and stinks of stale cigarettes. Let's spend some quality time in the musical chair with the greatest years in music.
Skid Row's self-titled 1989 album, which included the anthems Youth Gone Wild, I Remember You and 18 and Life, has sold over 5 million copies in the United States alone and catapulted the band to worldwide stardom as one of the biggest rock bands of the late 80s and early 90s. And with Hollywood good looks and charisma and world-class vocals, lead singer Sebastian Bach became a rock icon whose fame and celebrity during the early to mid-90s transcended rock and roll. Sebastian Bach is doing shows in Australia as part of his 18 and Live tour. Sebastian Bach, welcome to the musical chair.
Well, I'm glad to be part of a show with such an awesome name.
Sebastian, after the huge success of that debut album, Skid Row, in 1989, has life ever been normal since? And what's the life of Sebastian Bach like in 2015?
The industry really now is about live performance, and there's a lot of emphasis and importance put on like the meet and greet, VIP, you know, meeting the band, doing pictures, getting your Facebook profile picture tagged. That is very important these days to the fans. In 1990 at Festival Hall, I don't think I met, you know, maybe anybody. We didn't think of that stuff because nobody had cameras. There was no internet.
Right.
There was no such thing as a VIP meet and greet where you could pay to meet the band. So when you say, are you living this lifestyle, that it's a different kind of profession now.
You're renowned as a hard-working, high-energy frontman and the high-range vocal stuff too. You've been doing this now for over 25 years. Do you have to look after yourself as far as your conditioning, or is that something that comes naturally to you?
No, specifically how to sing like every day, which is different than just singing once in a while.
Right.
And over the years, if you know how to do that, your muscles will build up. And I look at a guy like Steven Tyler, who's singing as amazing as he ever did. I don't smoke as much as I used to. They invented these new thing called vapes. I notice a big difference in my lungs and my voice because I used to smoke a lot,
right,
and I don't hardly smoke as much. Less smoke, I think, is good for the body.
Sebastian, there's always talk and speculation in the US and even here in Australia about you rejoining Skid Row. As of April, former TNT vocalist Tony Harnell has been the lead singer. Do you want to rejoin Skid Row?
The door is wide open on my end for that. You know, I sing my songs every night. There's five guys that can say, those are my songs. The five guys in Skid Row. And that's what I do every night. And it would be very simple for me to hook up with them guys and do that again, but you'd have to ask them. You know, I think they came through town and did their thing, and now we're going to do our thing.
Hey, congratulations on getting married last month.
Thank you. Yeah, we got married August 22nd.
Yeah, congratulations. Is it true, Sebastian, that fans could attend the wedding for $200 a pop?
No, not the wedding. We had a reception with a Kiss tribute band after the wedding, and fans were invited to come to the Kiss tribute. We rocked and rolled all night and partied
every day. Fantastic. The word coming out of the reception, Sebastian, was that the boys in Destroyer were starting to get a little tired after four or five songs, and that you had to get up on stage to spark things up again. Is that true?
Well, you know, to me, a wedding should be fun and a great memory, and I had a blast getting married to the woman I love and having dudes dressed up as kids playing music for us. Yeah. It was just fun.
Yeah. Who does Sebastian Bach regard as the greatest rock bands in the world?
Well, one of them would be Rose Tattoo, Rock and Roll Outlaw, We Can't Be Beaten, Branded, Scarred for Life. Those are incredible songs. I love Aerosmith, I love Judas Priest, Old Kiss, Van Halen. Those are my favorite bands.
And aside from Sebastian Bach, of course, the greatest frontman in rock.
Greatest rock and roll frontman would probably be David Lee Roth in the early days of Van Halen, when he was jumping off the drum riser and touching the end of his toes like 30 feet in the air. Like, who does that? If you're talking about vocals, I'd have to say Rob Halford at the end of the day. Nobody had a voice that sounded like a machine like that. His screams are pretty untouchable. Bon Scott, you got to put him in there too.
Sebastian Bach, thanks for joining me on the musical chair.
Thank you, buddy.